Congressman Simpson on the President's Budget, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Talk to Mr. Simpson's spokesperson, Nikki Wallace. So, Nikki, I've been talking to a lot of my agricultural colleagues and people that are in various organizations. They're not very pleased with some of these cuts that the president has offered up to Congress.
Congressman Simpson believes the administration deserves credit for taking our nation's fiscal crisis seriously, but he also hopes that in the coming years we can begin the conversation on addressing the real drivers of our debt, and those remain untouched by the yearly appropriations process. Mandatory programs remain on autopilot and continue to grow, dwarfing all other government programs in terms of spending. That is why Congressman Simpson will continue to advocate for going big, with a package of spending cuts paired with the tax and entitlement reform, as it's the only way we can truly put our country back on solid fiscal footing.
Taxpayers have always wanted the people in Washington, D.C. to cut spending and reduce our debt, but nobody wants to be the one who's cut.
Right, and they've been cutting. We've been cutting the appropriations process, the ag programs, all of these things you discussed, substantially in the last 6 years. Meanwhile, mandatory programs grow at a larger rate, and that is why Congressman Simpson really believes we need to address a larger reform program, because we cannot balance the budget by continuing to cut programs that we all see as government and necessary for our country.
We'll be watching for a response from Congress and the Senate. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.